you've reached the right place. A destination called Soul. It's the BRONX. You know what's next. It's a bowl of soul. A mixed stew of soul music.
This is Jonathan Winstead, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul. A mixed stool of soul music, yeah.
A sound over in the corner stood a bad man Brown. Brown smiled and grinned. He said, "My friend,
you take your priest us forward and I'm gonna do you in."
Now, Pete said, "I look like hell, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, when you're about,
yeah,
I got a 45 to keep me alive. Seven bullets on my side." Brown pulled a knife. He jumped on Pete. From the counter right on out to the street. They swung from north, they swung from south. Brown cut that black cigar right out of his mouth. Beat at the ground, yelled and screamed. Then took his thugs and had him flee the scene. Now if you ever down on the corner,
you some Los Angeles doo-wop from the legendary group called The Olympics, and I played this song here on A Bowl of Soul, Big Boy Pete from 1960, and I'm playing it in honor of one of the singers of The Olympics, Mr. Eddie Lewis, who just recently died. He passed away, and he was the last original member of The Olympics, which was an American R&B doo-wop group formed in 1957 by lead singer Walter Ward, who had passed away on December 11, 2006, and it included his cousin, Eddie Lewis, Charles Fizer, and Walter Hammond, and Melvin King. And, you know, they had their run from 1957 to 1969, and the Olympics are credited with this song called Western Movies, which became a number 8 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 chart in the summer of 1958. And the group also recorded Baby Hully Gully, which was adopted by the Kingsmen, who did, you know, of course, Louie Louie, and other prominent artists as well. And, you know, what I didn't know was the song that the Rascals did called Good Lovin' was covered. Well, the Rascals covered this song, but it was originally done by the Olympics in 1965 as well. And the Rascals took that song to number one on the U.S. Hot 100 chart. And on A Bowl of Soul, we celebrate the legendary Mr. Eddie Lewis, who passed away in May of this year. And this is A Bowl of Soul, and this is Professor T. Love coming at you, connecting the dots and bringing you some R&B classic soul from the Olympics. And coming up next, we got another doo-wop, shabop-bop R&B group called the Five Royales, talking about Catch That Teardrop. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
This is your man, Jay Mose, and y'all listening to soul music at its best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music. Ah.
Hit the ground.
Oh, baby, don't let
this teardrop hit the ground.
When I see you go passing by, it brings a teardrop to my eye. And all my feelings come back strong, because I know I've done you wrong. Oh, baby, don't let
this teardrop hit the ground.
Oh, baby, don't let
this teardrop hit the ground.
And when I see you with some other guy, that funny feeling hits my eye. I know I goofed up our romance, but baby, give me one more chance. Oh, baby, don't let this teardrop hit the ground. Oh, baby, don't let the teardrop hit the ground. Hit the ground. I'm begging you with tears all in my eyes. Don't let this teardrop hit the ground.
Giving you some soul from the doo-wop group from North Carolina. They were from Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Rhythm and blues vocal group, the Five Royales. Five Royales that combine gospel, jump blues, and doo-wop, and marking an early and influential step in the evolution of soul music. Most of their big R&B hits were recorded in 1952 and 1953, and written by the guitarist Loman Pete Pauling, who was born July 14, 1926, and he passed away on December 26, 1973. Now, this group, again, connecting the dots, this group sang the song, "This is dedicated to the one I love." They were the ones that sang that song originally, and it was done by the Shirelles, the Mamas and the Papas, and also they were done by the Tempres, which I think was one of the most sweetest versions I've ever heard of this song, dedicated to the one I love. And Tell the Truth was another song that was done by this group, and it was sung and covered by Mr. Ray Charles. And Think About the Bad Things was done by James Brown and the Famous Flames. And also, Brown modeled his first vocal group after the Five Royales, and both Eric Clapton and the legendary Stax guitarist Steve Cropper cited Pauling as a key influence, and Rolling Stone singer Mr. Mick Jagger covered Think on his 1993 solo album Wandering Spirit. And what I didn't know about the Five Royales is that Mr. Loman Pete Pauling is the brother of the legendary Mr. Clarence Paul, who found success as a producer and songwriter at Motown Records in the 1960s, and he especially worked with Stevie Wonder. And this is A Bowl of Soul, gotta connect those dots. Coming up next, another song which I thought was quite underrated, but was written by, it was written by Eddie Holland and Ivy Hunter. Sorry is a Sorry Word by The Temptations, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is John Kerry, and if you love old school music and new R&B, you pick the best. A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
From 1967, really 1966 and 1967, this song came off of the Temptations' most successful Temptations album with the classic five members. This was their fifth studio album on the Gordy label, released in 1967. And on this song, on this album, they had four hits. I Know I'm Losing You, which was released on November 2nd, 1966. All I Need, released April 13th, 1967. You're My Everything, released June 13th, 1967. And Loneliness Made Me Realize It's You That I Need, released September 26th, 1967. The four singles from this album, all top 20 pop, top 10 R&B hits, were what I've just read off to you. And three of these four songs also reached the Billboard Pop 10 as well. Norman Whitfield produced most of the tracks on this album, supporting the Temptations' vocals with a hard-edged soul sound with elements of the music of James Brown. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, we're going to give you some reggae from this Hawaiian reggae group, putting the groove down, putting Bob Marley's groove down. Who the Cap Fit? And I'm playing this because, you know, we just got through hearing the testimony of James Comey on Thursday. And basically, he just let it all hang out. And as far as his testimony is concerned, The way he was speaking is like, if the cap fit, then you must wear it. Here on A Bowl of Soul, the group 3+ from Hawaii, talking about who the cap fit, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Throw me cards. They don't call no fouls. They don't call no fouls.
giving you some lovers rock, Hawaiian R&B from 3+, hailing from Honolulu, Hawaii, Oahu. The frontmen are Tanoa Kapana, Marcus Malapai, and Carl Zinsman, and they have a strong love for reggae. And the group was founded in 2000, giving it up for 3+, doing their version of Bob Marley's Who the Cap Fit. Coming up next, we're going to give you some funk. We're going to give you some funk to get down. Getting Uptown to Get Down by United 8. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul. We'll be right back.
giving you some funk from United 8, Getting Uptown to Get Down from 1972 was released on the Atlantic Records label. And coming up next, this is the queen of funk right here, Miss Betty Davis, talking about This Is It, and this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hey, this is Chris Jasper of the Isley Brothers and Isley Jasper and Isley, and you're listening to A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
This is it! Funk, y'all!
You're listening
this
to
the Bowl of Soul. Like, this is it! Do you hear me, girls? And well, they can't do it for you no nastier than this. Give them some!
Giving you some funk from Miss Betty Davis, who was married to Miles Davis. She was a funk innovator. She started out, she was a fashion model. She had lived in Durham, North Carolina. That's where she grew up. She was born there. And then she migrated to Pittsburgh and then to Greenwich Village, where she used to hang out at this place called The Cellar. And that's where she met influential people, and that's where all the hip people would meet. And then she wrote a song for the Chambers Brothers for their 1967 album, which was a major success. But, you know, she continued on modeling because, you know, it was good money, but she was bored by it. But she happened to come across and met Jimi Hendrix and funk innovator Sly Stone, and heavily influenced by that psychedelic rock, R&B, blues. You know, she grew up listening to Jimmy Reed, B.B. King, Elmore James. So that gave her some of that deep-rooted soul, those roots, Southern soul roots, and then she combined it with funk. This is Miss Betty Davis talking about This Is It, and you need to know why you need to listen to A Bowl of Soul.
Music from the 50s, a little bit of the 60s, thrown in with some of the 70s, mix well with the 80s, bring to boil with the 90s, and just a touch of the future. That's our recipe for A Bowl of Soul.
You know, we just recently lost the legendary Mr. Greg Allman of the Allman Brothers. He died on May 27th, 2017 in Richmond Hill, Georgia. But Greg Lenoir Allman was an American musician, singer, keyboardist, and songwriter best known for performing in the Allman Brothers Band. And he had this very fabulous song called Midnight Rider, which was done in 1973. And here on A Bowl of Soul, we're going to give you Greg Allman's Midnight Rider, done by Mr. Buddy Miles, here on A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
And I'm down to keep on riding. midnight rider.
Here on the Bowl of Soul, celebrating the legacy of Mr. Greg Allman, who passed away on May 27, 2017. His song, Midnight Rider, done by the legendary drummer, R&B, rock, blues drummer, Mr. Buddy Miles, here on A Bowl of Soul. Coming up next, going to give you something sweet, celebrating the 46th birthday of What's Going On. It's been 46 years that Marvin Gaye blessed us with his album, his concept album on Motown Records, on the Tamla record label. I'm just going to play you something sweet from it that I remember quite well, that I love, called Flying High in the Friendly Sky from Marvin Gaye. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
Flying high in a friendly sky,
flying high,
without ever leaving ground. Most of the folks are tired and weary,
oh, no,
and have laid their bodies down.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I go to the place where danger awaits me,
oh, no,
and it's bound to forsake me. So stupid-minded. Oh, so stupid. But I go crazy when I can't find it. In the morning, be alright, my friend. But soon the night will bring the pain, the pain of a day. Flying high in a friendly sky,
oh,
oh, oh, without ever leaving the ground.
Yeah.
And I ain't seen nothing but trouble, baby. Nobody really understands, no, no. Well, I go to the place where good feeling awaits me. Self-destruction's in my head, oh Lord. So stupid mind. But I go crazy when I can't find it. Well, I know I'm hooked, my friend. Through the fog, who makes slaves out of me. In a friendly sky, oh, 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 oh. Flying high.
giving you some sweet soul from the legendary Marvin Gaye, talking about Flying High in the Friendly Sky from 1971, celebrating 46 years of the inception of What's Going On. Coming up next, giving you some sweet, sweet soul from the legendary Mr. Garnet Mims from the 1970s, talking about It's You, Baby. It's You. And this is A Bowl of Soul. Giving you some sweet, sweet soul from the legendary Mr. Garnet Mims. And I know that you are aware that in 1963, Garnet Mims had a 1963 hit called Cry Baby, which was later recorded by the late Janis Joplin. Garnet Mims was born November 16, 1933, and he is still alive to this day. And we celebrate Mr. Garnet Mims with that sweet soul gem. I feel like that's a lost soul record called It's You. Coming up next, giving you some new soul music. Independent R&B music from Mr. Gordon Chambers. Talking about Diamonds Inside. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Hi, this is Marion Marie, and you're listening to Worldwide Soul Music on A Bowl of Soul, a mixed stew of soul music.
Like a diva, always ready to sing. She wants to get married, but she ain't got no ring. She's looking for a husband who's a so-and-so. Ain't got no religion, and her spirits are low.
So low.
Wears the latest fashion, she's a slave to her clothes. She follows her passions, but she's never in love. Buys her dresses in Paris and a leather in Spain. She's a God-given beauty, but she's going insane. But I know why a cage bird inside will not sing.
She will fly,
but her angel inside broke its wings. Why she's burdened by material things.
She will shine.
Wanna show her the diamond inside. I know why. She's crying on the inside, but she smiles for the crowd. She buries her emotions, she won't let them out. She's alive for the party, but she's just so mean. She never admit that she's in so much pain. But I know why a cage bird inside will not sing. But her angel inside broke its wings. While she's burning by material things,
and she will shine.
Wanna show her the diamond inside. Cause she thinks being true will earn her success. But her life digging gold, there's no happiness. She's mastered the art of getting more for less. But what she needs,
what she needs
to believe.
Some new soul music from Mr. Gordon Chambers, talking about the diamond inside. You know, that's a sweet soul song, you know, talking about, you know what, you might be a little rough on the outside, but you a diamond on the inside. Definitely giving you some new R&B soul music, definitely for you, coming from Mr. Gordon Chambers. And coming up next, we're going to give you something sweet from Mr. Chris Jasper, who was a member of the Isley Brothers and one of the main architects of their sound in the 70s, that funk sound. He is joined with the Average White Band doing an Isley Brothers cover, Harvest for the World. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Together.
Isley Brothers, Harvest for the World, Average White Band featuring Chris Jasper, which was sent to me by Mr. Chris Jasper. And it sounds really good. Got that smooth jazz soul on it. And you can purchase this single on Amazon.com as well as purchase Mr. Gordon Chambers' Diamonds, the diamond on the inside. And I just want to tell you, we, meaning A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed Stew of Soul Music, is back on Live365.com. Definitely, that's a great celebration. I'm glad to be back. Want you to check out A Bowl of Soul because we'll be doing some live broadcasts as well on A Bowl of Soul, Mixed Stew of Soul Music on Live365. Just search for A Bowl of Soul. Make sure you catch up with A Bowl of Soul on abowlofsoul.libsyn.com. And definitely catch up with A Bowl of Soul on www.prn.fm at 6 p.m. on the Progressive Radio Network on Fridays, Eastern Standard Time at 6 p.m., 3 p.m. Pacific. And definitely catch up with A Bowl of Soul. If you want to email A Bowl of Soul, email me at abowlofsoul@gmail.com. Follow my Facebook page, A Bowl of Soul, A Mixed Stew of Soul Music. And also, check me out on Twitter, at A Bowl of Soul. And also, if you are looking to make hotel reservations at your favorite place anywhere in the world, make sure you go to abowlofsoul.trvl.com and travel the world. I'm going to leave you with some new soul music from James Day featuring Glenn Jones, Tony Terry, Tim Owens, Lynn Roundtree, and UNAM, talking about We Need to Speak Love. And this is A Bowl of Soul.
Speak love.
Hope for the future, yeah.
Speak faith.
some sweet new soul music from James Day, Glenn Jones, Tony Terry, Tim Owens, Lynn Roundtree, and you know I'm talking about You Need to Speak Love. And this is the end of A Bowl of Soul. And make sure you catch up with SoulTracks.com, where you can see there's some new music from Mr. Billy Ocean and Sheik's Alpha Anderson and Miss Mesa doing her version of Pat Benatar's Love is a Battlefield. Make sure you take care of yourself, you love yourself, and treat people the way you wish to be treated. And enjoy this fabulous weekend coming up. And you're listening to A Bowl of Soul.
You're listening to A Bowl of Soul.